Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because print is dead. There are no more newspapers. It's done. It's finished. And please like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, Noble Gold Investments. I will cover them in a bit, but let's get into it. What is your favorite newspaper? What is it? What is the most iconic newspaper? Now, there's an argument with this because there's people that sit there and say it's the New York Times or it's the Washington Post or it's the LA Times, basically depending on where you live. Now, me, I think they're all a bunch of rags, okay? And what we have experienced over the course of the last 48 hours is a massive firing of all these employees and this shutdown. Now, I talked about this a little bit. But this unfolded over the last few days, and some of these employees did things like, hey, I'm having an exit interview and I'm going to film it and post it online. And these little girls that did this, that men that work in supposedly the sports department, watching them get fired, I had to share this with my friends and stuff because it was laughable. Because first of all, I think of a reporter. Maybe I'm just stupid because I beat my brains out every day to give you guys news, whether you like it or not, whether the video hits or it doesn't. Or hey, you know what? The weather's good. Let's go out to the bird sanctuary and let's walk around out here. You know what I mean? I put a little effort into this. Some of these fat asses that call themselves reporters, I remember the day when you see, the guy with the hat with the press clip on it, and it would be the press, and he would be out there getting the story. Not anymore. These guys are locked in their apartment playing video games and then writing for Bleacher Report and for these different newspapers, like the Washington Post, and then can't figure out why they're getting fired. The Washington Post did not even send a reporter to the Olympics. Okay, is there nothing going on with the Olympics right now? Of course not. Tons of news with the Olympics. Now, New York Post, people say, is the greatest, or the Washington Post, excuse me, is the most iconic newspaper out there. Jeff Bezos bought it and basically turned it into his little political machine to give his opinions, which you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do it. Now, the problem with it is that they just laid off 300 people from the New York Post. When was the last time you bought a newspaper? When was the last time you went out and did it? I'm going to prove to you that it's dead now. It's completely finished. Now, here is the thing. My ex-wife's uncle was a huge buyer of print ads, and he would buy in the Orange County Register, which is now in the office of what we call the El Segundo Times. We don't even call it the LA Times because they moved their office out of Los Angeles and they're now in the city of El Segundo next to the LA airport. They're not even in Los Angeles anymore. So they share an office right now, which is really nice. Washington Post just fired a third of its workforce. At the end of 2024, the LA Times fired basically almost 20% of their workforce, too. So they got rid of everybody, local, international, sports, specialized management. They got rid of everything. Management now calls this restructuring. We're going to restructure the newspaper. Okay, I'm going to restructure the newspaper. There's no prestige to these newspapers anymore. None. There's done. There's no local coverage anywhere. Growing up in a city called Tustin, California, I went to Tustin High School. They had the Tustin News, and they would have reporters that worked at the Tustin News. And God love these people. I can't imagine them making any money doing this, but they would cover local news, business openings. The car wreck on First Street, the local football team when it won a game, stuff like that. And it was great because every Thursday you'd get the Tustin News and we get that. Well, then eventually that got taken over by the Orange County Register, and then it would be a section in the Orange County Register, and it would basically be two pages and it sucked. The problem with this is I have so many people, and you know this, your old local newspaper doesn't exist anymore. I filmed a lot in Seal Beach, California. There's a great store down there called Beach Inn where he sells political gear and it's fun. It's fun to go down there because he tapes everybody and then posts it on Instagram. It's hilarious. But that guy, they had down the street from him was the local Seal Beach newspaper that doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. It's finished. Okay? So, you know, you guys know this. For the last two decades, we've seen a loss of these newspapers. And yes, I had to take notes today because there's so much to cover for you guys. Okay? It's an industry-wide collapse. It's funny. This is really beautiful out here. The when the leaf shift, the pollen gets put on here, and then the pollen gets rinsed away. You guys have seen this thing all covered in green before, but let's walk out here. You know, basically we have what we call news deserts right now, where there's no print media. And you can go online and buy this. Well, it's funny. The Orange County Register went from, hey, we really want you to try our print, our digital ad, and it sucks. It's a horrible way to go online. The problem with the Washington Post is it's the same thing. Now, understand this, guys. I have well over 50, I think it's close to 60 different news sources. I have industry news, different things, so that I can get stories from people that are telling us things that you can't get in your city. And Dan spends all the money on this. It's why people like this stuff. Point is that I have to use digital. I can't wait for the print media to be sent to me. One thing that infuriated me was the good old Wall Street Journal. You know, listen, if you take this deal, you have to have the Saturday newsprint mailed to you. And it was more of a headache getting this thing print sent to me because I never read it. If I had a bird, it would be at the bottom of the bird cage, because by the time the news was sent to me and printed and mailed to my P.O. box, it would be 3 and 4 days later. It wouldn't be immediate. So the news is older than old right now. It's nothing I could ever use. I have a young man named Jesse who sends me newspaper clippings, and I get more news from this kid that where he'll clip out a news clipping and lives at home, sends it to me and mails it to me. And he will send me an email saying, this is, you know, what I'm getting to you, which is very cool. But again, we have news deserts. Things have collapsed over the last two decades. The newspapers used to be a resource that we would go out and we would get the newspaper, we'd get the ads. You know, my brother calls me and says, listen, you got to find me, you know, a newspaper. We're going to go out in honor of Mom this year, and we're going to go to Black Friday deals. And I'm, you know, bro, there's nothing out there anymore. There's no ads. There's nothing good like that anymore. We went all over the place, no coupons, nothing, all online, all digital. That's it. There's a lot more to cover on this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Noble Gold Investments. Let's face it, guys, the rules for money are changing. The institution that control all of it, they're not waiting, they're not warning us, they're acting. What are they doing? They're actively purchasing precious metals right now and positioning themselves for something big. What is it? Who knows? One thing you can do is you can contact Noble Gold Investments today and get yourself positioned with gold and silver right now. Contact them today. Call them at 877-646-5347. Look at what all these banks are doing. They're all purchasing metals right now. You need to get yourself ready for what's coming, because let's face it, these banks are not going to warn us. They're not going to let us know what their plans are. Noble Gold's clients are ready. They're prepared. Contact Noble Gold today. Let them answer all your questions. They've been open for almost a decade. They have thousands of clients. They've done $2.5 billion in transactions. Contact them today. 877-646-5347. Let them know that Dan from I Allegedly sent you. But contact them today. Do not wait. Now, there's a lot more to cover on this. Papers like the Atlanta Journal, they let go of 50 people. So is there no news in Atlanta? Is that it? Is just nothing? You know that that's not true. But newspapers relied on one thing. They relied on advertising. Like I told you, my ex-wife's uncle, he spent millions of dollars on the Orange County Register and the LA Times to get people to his stores to buy big screen TVs. He was very good at writing the ads, and they drove miles to get to his store. But that's done. It's been done. I mean, he closed the place almost 20 years ago. And now you don't have the advertisers that you had before. The advertisers on some of these digital sites are so irritating that you have to watch two or three ads to get to a video or to get to the full story. And it's terrible, you know, to say the least. So think about this. This has been death by disruption for print media. Done. These places have been owned by billionaires, private equity, hedge funds, and now they're just losing money. And the problem with these people is when they get bored or they're being told, hey, Jeff, you know, you and the Weather Girl need to travel more. And this Washington Post thing, that's a headache, man. I know it was a fad. I know it was to disrupt, you know, politics and stuff like that. And you did it, but things changed. So now you're just wasting your money, which he truly is at this point. And again, there's things, will you read everything? Of course not. Remember when news was news and you'd have unbiased opinions? I get hate mail. Oh my God, you're showing your true colors, Dan. Really? Really? You know what I want? I want a world that's safe. I want a world that's safe for women, my children, my friends, women I date, everybody. That's what I want. Oh God, that is horrible of you to want that. Okay, leave it at that, guys. I'm an awful human being. I'll accept that. Now, I want to give you some examples because there's so many. Now, think about this. I really want to hear from you guys. I want to hear about the local newspaper. Oh my God, we had a Gazette in Idaho that was so good and they had all these reporters and then John died and then the newspaper died. I get stories like that sent to me, but let's go through these one at a time. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette was open for 240 years, to a newspaper for 240 years. And it's almost as old as this country is. It's celebrating its 250th year. So as of May 2026, it's done forever. Bye, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Just talked about the Atlanta Journal-Constitutional and its print publication and go fully digital. Does that interest you? Do you sit there and go, yeah? Well, again, guys, newspapers are finished. They're done. They're dead. I wanted to own the Orange County Register. There is a vacant behemoth building in Santa Ana. I would drive over, but the area is so bad. It's surrounded by halfway houses and different the drug rehab houses. I don't like going over in that part of town, if you know what I mean. New Jersey Star-Ledger print edition, largest newspaper in New Jersey, will end its publication, you know, last month. Sorry about that. Anyways, got that one a little wrong, but okay. Mail Tribune, Medford, Oregon. That closed 2 years ago. Oh, my God. Brush News Tribune in Colorado, that closed 2 years ago. Rushville Republican in Indiana, that closed 4 years ago. Rocky Mountain News in Denver, that didn't make it. You know, I mean, come on, guys. It's just one after another. But the problem with these is that there's things that I like to read that I like the videos on, but like I have friends that are saying, oh, don't look for the videos there because they shove ads and then the video, like let's say the ad's this big, the video will come out and it'll be this big. And with my old age and my vision, I'm like, what in the hell? I can't even read this thing. Can't see it. So you've got dozens of local papers that didn't survive in print. You've got dozens of small local papers. Wyoming in the Midwest in 2025, corporate shutdown forced more than a dozen new papers in Wyoming, Nebraska, Arizona, South Dakota, and Illinois to abruptly close. Done. It's done, guys. Bye. Death of the newspaper. Dallas Chronicle. Think about that. Okay. They cover an incident in 63 in November. Yeah, I bet they did. These local newspapers effectively disappeared when they merged. And the White Salmon Enterprise. Okay. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So you get the gist of it, guys. The problem with this is, I am telling you, you know, we look at disruption. You look at AI, you look at, you know, generating news. You have to have accuracy. Talking to a lawyer the other night about cases, and one thing that was funny was my brother was talking to her and asking her questions. Hey, do you ever use ChatGPT or AI to come up with your cases? And she's like, absolutely not. I have to research everything myself. You don't want anything to be wrong that gets put in front of a judge. Well, the point is that remember that when there was accuracy in reporting, remember when reporting was unbiased? Now there's no such thing right now. There's not one single newspaper or news agency that doesn't have a slant to it. Now, me, here's what I love. I love the New York Post. I love the fact that, I mean, you want to get sensationalism and fun and good stuff, but then you get, you know, you get a business reporter like Charlie Gasparino, who I've written to and told him what a, what did I call him? I called him a douche once. Anyways, he wrote me back and was just going toe-to-toe with me, which is like, oh gosh, I'm going to follow this guy because he didn't take any crap from me. But the point is that he's a hard-hitting news guy, and I've been following him, what now, what's that, 6 years now that I've been following Charlie? You don't get people like that that do things like this, that do reporting and talk about the good and the bad. And again, he's not whitewashing, you know, certain politicians. He's given it how he feels. Now, the New York Post just opened up a little over a week ago, the California Post, and it's great. Now, is it the majority of it still New York stuff? Yes, but they promise their own sports reporting. They promise they're going to do something different so that we can all see the West Coast. Now, what are they doing? We're competing with the El Segundo Times. I'm sorry, the Los Angeles Times is what they're competing with. This is going to be fantastic. And guys, the beauty of this is that, tell me, send me your papers, guys. I love the stuff. I mean, I get people around Christmas. Two things I get a lot of, and I don't know why this is. I get calendars from you guys locally, which I love. I love seeing these small town calendars, and this is the museum, and people send me that cool stuff, and I love that stuff. Okay. The other thing is I get all these small town newspapers that they send me, and I read them, and again, it's, you know, the big catch of the day, the weather, you know, John's been collecting rainwater for 6 years, and it's stuff like that. But again, that's the cool stuff with your local newspaper. Things that affect you, the road, you know, widening the road on 6th Street, is it really going to affect all these businesses? Yeah, you bet it is. But it's fun to read this stuff. But again, print is dead. Newspapers are dead. They're finished. Please make sure you are signed up for our email list. An email goes out tomorrow announcing everything. Who won what? You know, your name's going to be in the winner list, and then we're going to send everything out. Okay? I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm excited to be here, and I love this, but man, oh man, it's done. What's good? What's value-driven? Tell me a good news source out there right now. You know, is it, you know, the street? The street's got news that's 2 weeks old. That's what I've learned. So I canceled it. I'm not paying for this. Why? It's stuff I read about and talked about 10 days ago. Wow, how'd you get that story? What do you mean? You're regurgitating stuff that's already there. Wall Street Journal sucks now. Wall Street Journal used to be the go-to newspaper. Remember that? You'd sit there, you'd read the Wall Street Journal, and it was just fabulous news. Now, it's a rag. Don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live. I love doing that content. Got a bunch of cool announcements coming up with that. But stay tuned, guys. Share your local rag with me, and I will read it, okay? You know, and again, if you ever want to send me something, you think, oh, Dan would love our local newspaper. They're keeping here. Send that stuff out because I'll talk about it. Got the mailing address below. You can just put it in an envelope and send it to the post office box. Make good choices. I will see you very soon. Onward and upward. I love doing this, but disruption, I think it's a good thing. I think AI is going to be a good thing. But AI shenanigans, try this. You can't do this with AI. Oh yeah, you know, pick the best stories of the day and talk about it. It'll talk about corporate shenanigans from those rags and do a surface level breakdown. You got to have a guy like me that's going to stay up till 1 a.m. breaking it down. Okay, you have questions? I've got answers. Hello@iallegedly.com is email. I'm so excited about this, and it may seem like I'm really pissed off, but you know. Bye. Bye, newspapers. Thanks for letting us down. Get the New York Post. Get the California Post. I still want to see it in print. But check it out, guys. It's great. If you go to the New York Post, nypost.com, they have a little button on top that says New York, CA. You can press on the CA button. And each day, the CA version grows and grows and grows. It's very cool. Okay? Maybe they'll do a story on, you know, handsome guy that does YouTube videos. See you soon. Make good choices.